Syrian refugee Fuad breaks up wood, which he can use for heating or cooking. He fled the city of Idlib with his family after a shell flattened their home 2 years ago. He's now living in a tent and finding it hard to make ends meet.
I owe $750 for the rent of the tent and about $300 for other things. Most days I cannot pay the electricity bill, so I borrow money from people in the camp to be able to pay that bill.
He's been sent a demand for rent for the tented accommodation, but doesn't know how he will pay for it.
Yesterday, the landlord sent us a list with the names of those who owe him rent. He told us, we have to pay. I am ashamed of myself. I want to pay him. Even he doesn't ask for money. He comes and tells me, you are not working?
The problem is Fuad is not allowed to work, like the majority of the over 1 million Syrian refugees living in Lebanon. Dennis Lyman works for the UN refugee agency, UNHCR.
They're indebted to friends, to relatives, to landlords, to shop owners, and they're sinking deeper and deeper into these debt traps because humanitarian assistance is decreasing. Their resources are completely depleted 4 years or more into the crisis, and they're simply unable to work legally in Lebanon. So we're reaching a stage where refugees are deep into these vicious debt cycles and they're not able to pull themselves out of them.
A survey of the vulnerability of refugees in Lebanon has recently been completed by UNHCR and two other UN agencies. It shows that refugees today owe on average $842 every month, a $180 increase on this time last year. People are coping by cutting the number of meals they eat each day and reducing portion sizes. Meat is rarely consumed and eggs are eaten only once a week at best. Many adults are eating less to make sure their children are fed. Fuad sold property and a car to get by, but those savings are long gone. He pays for food in his local shop with vouchers provided by aid agencies, but they are not enough to feed his family.
My heart aches for my kids. I always got them what they wanted. Now they crave bananas or an apple. We cannot even afford a good meal.
As the war in Syria continues, it's likely there will be more people like Fuad in refugee settlements in Lebanon. Anna Carmo, United Nations.